Dual Impressions. One album, two perspectives. Listen in as TCM reviewers J.F. Arnold and Nicholas Ahern go in on KB's new album, Weight and Glory.
Hey everyone, welcome to Dual Impressions. My name is James Arnold. I've got Nick with me. And you know what? Say hello, Nick.
Hello, Nick.
See, I gave you something to say this week.
Yeah.
And we're here to talk about Reach Records' recent release. It's KB's first album. It's called Weight and Glory. It came out this week, or maybe today, depending on when this review goes up. Probably today, knowing Calvin. And yes, this is an album that I remember talking about this during our top 10 albums that we did for Dual Impressions back in January. And I said that it was on my radar for this year. It was an album I wanted to listen to, I was looking forward to, because I've been watching what KB was doing through Reach, and I was excited. And then the album dropped, and we're going to talk about whether or not that lives up to expectations. I think Nick is going to make me mad. That's what he seemed to imply to me before we started. So let's see what happens. Nick, how mad are you going to make me today?
Actually, not at all. I just wanted to see if you'd actually fall for that. I actually love the album. let me reel it back in. The first track, Weight Music.
Yeah.
The first time I heard it, I turned it off. I was like, I'm not going to like this. I turned it off. And I went,
really?
And I stood in the corner for like 10 minutes, you know, and I'm like, okay, fine, I need to come back. And I came back and listened to it, then instantly I'm like, oh my gosh, I actually love this. I love this song. And it was just kind of like that ashamed, like, eat your vegetables. Well, I don't want to eat my green beans. Just try one. You try one. It's actually kind of good, you know? The worst part is that song is the worst track on the album. You know how many stars I gave it in iTunes?
Four,
I gave it three stars. And that's
three?
The worst track.
All right.
Album.
Wow.
You know, I feel ashamed that I'm actually being all like, this is good, because it feels like I'm, you know, turning into like some weird person that's not me.
Nick, it's okay to like albums. Like, it's not a sin.
But it doesn't have Eminem in it. I can't like it if it doesn't have Eminem. But no, like, all joking aside, I was genuinely impressed with this, and my dad has never seen me, like, do, like, the white person bobblehead thing while at my station, just doing my thing. Like, the white, you know, thing, you know, that only white people can not pull off. Yeah, that's what I was doing this entire time. I mean, we'll get into specifics, but your thoughts, because it sounds like it lives up to your expectations, where it just destroyed mine.
Yeah, well, your expectations were in the gutter, it sounds like. I was excited about this. I have a couple of disappointments with it. I'll just jump right into those, because my expectations were high and I knew that going in. That said, the first track hooked me from the first listen, so I didn't have that I'm gonna go stand in the corner with the dunce cap on reaction like you did. I may have added the dunce cap, but whatever. And here's a couple things I'm missing. This album, like, I really wish this album had. One, there were no features from the members of his previous group, HGA. And when he got signed to Reach, it sounded like he was making it clear that he wanted to bring them along and have them show up on his music. So that was a surprise. I'm not sure what that deal is. I know that Calvin has interviewed KB and asked him about it, but I haven't had a chance to listen to it. So I don't know if he went through with it. I assume he did. So I'm interested about that. And two, we're missing Pro from Reach Records, which was a bit of a shame. And then, all right, I'm gonna say it right now, Weight Music is not the worst track on the album, because Church Clap is on this album. And I am a big fan of Lecrae, but that track falls flat. I did not like that track. I don't even listen to it anymore. I've listened to this album like a dozen or more times through easily. And almost every time I've after four or five listens, I just gave up listening to it.
Yeah, I'll actually concede. In hindsight, let me check. I'm eating my words. Om nom nom. That got a 3-star too. Okay, yeah, I remember that track not being as good as the rest of them.
Yeah,
okay,
alright, you and I both know that I'm a fan of Lecrae. I felt like his verse was phoned in on this track. And that's a little sad to say. I mean, he's got a ton going on. He just did Church Close. He's got Gravity coming out in September. They announced it's coming out earlier than they originally said, which is crazy. So, I mean, he has a ton going on. And he's got to appear on every Reach Records album, it feels like. I just didn't think that, like, that track worked very well. KB's verse is kind of non-memorable. Doesn't have a great chorus. It just wasn't a good track. That said, there are a ton of solid tracks on this album.
Yeah, it's... I was genuinely surprised.
Go Off with Tadashi.
Oh, that's my boy right there.
I know he is. I know he's your favorite. That is a solid track. That is a really solid track. With Andy Mineo singing the chorus and Tadashi flowing through. Let's see. What's another standout? Okay, the remix of Zone Out is so much better than the original.
Yes, it actually is.
I almost never prefer the remixed version because I get attached to the original. I heard this remix and went, no, that was better. If I could just reorder it, and I just haven't taken the time, on my phone, I would put the remix on the album and the original, like, at the end. Let's see. So, my top three tracks are going to be Go Off with Andy Mineo and Tadashi, because that is a solid track. I really like Angels with Flame. Flame comes in and does that second verse, and that is a great track. And then I actually really like Hello with Susie Rock singing. It sounds like something that could show up on, like, Christian CCM radio, like contemporary Christian music type, like The Fish or something like that, which was surprising to me. Like, I could hear that song coming on after Toby Mac or something.
Yeah.
But I actually really liked it. Like, I thought it was a really well-done song. It just surprised me that there was, like, this other genre sitting on this album.
I remember that.
All right, what are your top tracks?
Top tracks, let's see. What was it? Anomaly actually grew on me quite a bit. I really liked Anomaly. Go Off, you know, it's got Tadashi. Like, there's no other words for it. It's got Tadashi. And I actually liked Mr. Pretender a lot.
Yeah.
I thought that was a lot more interesting than I was actually expecting.
Yeah, it's got a good vibe to it.
Yep.
All right, so what are the low points for you? We already talked about Church Clap, and you weren't a huge fan of Weight Music as an introduction. What, were there any other low points for you, or is that it?
That's really about it. If I remember correctly, I'm scrolling to it right now. Don't Mean Much with Show Baraka. I listened to it a couple times, didn't care for it, listened to it again. It grew on me, but it's still not as good as, in my opinion, as the other tracks on the album.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I really like that they're doing a bit of a rock influence on that track. I really appreciate that there's that going on. Show Baraka's verse is really good. That said, it does feel a little bit out of place with the rest of the album because of the rock influence. If that sort of rock vibe was kind of slowly built into throughout the album and kind of an influence elsewhere, it might not feel as out of place. Right now, it feels like a good single, but not necessarily a good place on the album.
Yeah, I would agree.
So, let's see. What'd you think of Open Letter? With KB doing a verse as if it was written to him by a fan struggling with homosexuality, and then Swoop comes in and does an excellent verse about a guy struggling with not sleeping with his fiance before they get married, and then Triple E comes in and does a verse that's a prayer. Like, that's a great concept. What'd you think about the delivery?
It took me a little while.
Okay.
I don't think, not in a bad way, but the first time I heard, I'm like, wait, is he, wait, what? Because all I heard was, you know, Kiss or this. I'm like, wait, is this a Frank Ocean moment for KB? Like, is KB doing something? What's going on? I'm like, oh, he's not singing about himself. Well, that would be weird. Okay. So basically once that, I was like, wait, I thought it worked really well the more I listened to it.
Yeah, that track is interesting because it's actually a remake of a track that KB did on an album put out through his former group, HGA, called Make War. So the chorus is just about lifted from that one, and KB's verse is the same. It's reperformed and tweaked a little bit, but for the most part, it's the same. And then Swoop and Trip Lee are additions. So instead of the members of the other group, it's these two guys. It was really interesting for me, because I'm familiar with the old one, to kind of, like, the moment I heard it, I was like, I know this song. Why do I know this song? This album's not out yet. That's weird. But I really like the updated version. I went back and listened to the old one, and it's a huge difference. This new one is very well done.
Nice.
I'm really, like, glad that you like this album, Nick. Like, I know that that's not really strictly review content to say that during this, but I had no idea what you were going to think. I really didn't. And then you told me you were going to make me mad, and now I'm just happy.
See, I knew it would do that. I knew it would work.
So you tried to shatter my expectations so that I would be pleasantly surprised.
I try to do that with all the people I love. All
right, so here's... I really feel sorry for your girlfriend. So, Allison, I'm just poking fun. So I got a question for you. We reviewed Church Clothes a while ago, and
yes.
You were impressed because it was Lecrae Unchained. It was him doing something different, something big. Production was excellent. How does this compare to Church Clothes? Better, worse, different?
I don't remember much from KB, and so. This is no real, I have nothing really to balance this game, if that makes sense. With the Cray, I had, you know, we had a rep or a relap, or not relap, sorry, rehab.
Right.
And the other albums, which I was not a fan of.
Right.
And so he's coming from like, he's okay to being like, censored Batman. This album's really good. So this is just kind of, it's KB. I don't care. Oh, KB's great, you know.
Okay,
it's a bit more of a shift. So I think Lecrae's is better, even more. The more I'm still listening to Lecrae.
Okay,
you know,
that
like,
says
I'm
something.
Still blasting Church Clothes,
that
so.
Says something.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just curious. I mean, because that seemed to me to be like a decent measure, at least for you, because you're usually not as big of a fan of Christian hip hop artists.
Nope.
So I tried to find one that you liked. All right, let's go ahead and wrap this thing up. Why don't you start this one? I started the POD one last week. All
right, let's see. Coming in with gutter level expectations, this is a surprising little Christian hip hop gem. Despite the tracks we talked about, it's consistent. It's got a lot of provocative themes. It's well produced, which is always nice to have in a hip hop album. And overall, it's got. I just can't remember the really word. Repeatability-ness. It's got repeatability-ness, James. Which means you can repeat and the ness is great and you can keep listening to it. So, yeah, there we go. Overall, not high expectations, but broken expectations is actually a good thing. So I think I'm giving this, with exception to the songs on it that we mentioned that I was not particularly impressed by Wait Music, and
Church Clap,
yes. Beyond that, it's an above solid album, so I'm giving it 4 out of 5.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad
that's
to hear that. This is KB's debut album, Wait and Glory. I've been looking forward to this album since he got signed to Reach Records because I've always enjoyed his style. I've loved everything, almost everything he's done. I actually didn't really like the track he was on Rehab, but he put out a mixtape last year that was solid. Got to get a little bit of an introduction, get my palate wet for this. And this album holds up to my expectations for the most part. I've been listening to it for a couple weeks now, and I still find myself wanting to put it in rotation, even when I need to listen to something else for review, which kind of gets in the way a little bit, but that's all right. There's a ton of excellent features here. Flame is on Angels. Flame just kills that verse. Watch that guy in the future. I mean, if you're not already watching him. Open Letter is a solid track that just deals with a lot of heavy stuff. Heart Song is the same. Go Off is one of the best tracks I've heard in a long time. KB flows quickly, Andy Mineo holds the chorus down, and Tadashi just erupts on that track. Absolutely worth checking this album out. I'm gonna agree with you. I'm gonna give it a 4 out of 5.
Nice.
And one thing I wish we could do is I wish we could have Matt Jurls on here with us today. Because
why, did he actually like it or hate it?
He wrote the review and he gave it a perfect score.
Sorry, Matt, you're wrong. This is good, but you're wrong.
Yeah, we should go tell him that in the comments. Or we can just write on his wall and make him mad on Facebook. That's always our goal.
Facebook stalkers. for love and Jesus.
That is what we do. Well, thank you everyone for listening. This has been KB's debut Reach Records album, Wait in Glory. My name is James Arnold. I've got Nick with me. Say goodbye, Nick.
Goodbye, Nick. Wait, am I going to die?
And this has been Dual Impressions. Thanks for listening, everyone.